1. Begin transmission.
What was the name of that thing? Thank you for using text command line.
8:26 p.m.
And just like Joe Jackson, I got the time tick, 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 ticking in my head. Hello, it's 1930 UTC. Yeah, you knew that already. Why am I telling you that? Yeah. And I know you also know that you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and my phone is ringing.
10105.
Ooh, it's an anonymous call. Call from anonymous. Well, I do not take phone calls from anyone wearing a Guy Fawkes mask. Instead, I like to drink tea. Oh, it's good and delicious. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so yummy. All right, so I'm going to boot Anonymous off my phone here because I love just hitting that disconnect button. I don't know what it is. So speaking of buttons, look at this machine over here. It has buttons on it. Let's press one of these buttons and see if we can get us some numbers. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers? Press button.
The numbers are 916, number 923, number 934, number 937. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, numbers lady. Glad we got some good numbers today. All right. So before I launch into the brilliant idea that I had last night, we got to go out and find out what the cat's doing, because I've been hearing some strange noises and there's some yangy business. Oh, and here's the kitty sitting right here just outside the door. Hello, yang baby Minooch. What are you doing? Oh, to you too. Okay, so this means I have to follow my cat up the stairs. The cat's going over there. She's going to come in the side door of the kitchen. Yes, here she comes. Walking, walking, walking ever so slowly. Taking your time, I see. And now she has just stopped, standing right in front of me. Hi, what are you doing with your archback business? What is this? I thought the kitty maybe wanted some kitty water, but we don't want water today, do we? What if I walk over here? Yeah, okay, now I'm being followed a little bit, and I still don't know what's going on. What are you doing? Oh, we're not going to talk on the radio? Let's turn on the water. Maybe this will make kitties talk on the radio. Hi, baby, do you want some kitty waters or something? Still no reaction from the cat. She's not even looking at her water cup. Well, I guess since we're here, we might as well refill the cup, even though I did this, 15 minutes ago. Actually, it was longer ago than that. It was maybe 20 minutes ago. What's this I hear? Yes, oh, I hear some yang babiness. Okay, you want some water? Here's your kitty cup. Oh, and as soon as I put the kitty cup down on the floor, she starts walking out of the room. Oh, no, now she's coming back. You gonna have some kitty water? You wanna drink some of that yummy kitty water? It's just for babies. No reaction. Okay. I have a feeling I know what this means. The cat doesn't want kitty water. The cat wants to do kitty business. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna walk back down in here to the other room and get a banky ready so we can do some kitty business in a kitty business banky pit. And no, as soon as I get down here, now I can hear the cat yanging again, really loud. Row, row up here. What is going on up here? I see you in the kitchen here. What's happening? Meow, what?
What are these little yip-yaps? What are you yipping? What's it doing?
See, I think I know what's going on here, really. She's trying to be tricky and sly. But something went down yesterday. I'm going back downstairs. I'm gonna I need to sit down. Right, so yesterday, the emeritus came over with some specialized tools and spent some time unsealing my doors and windows. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I had my house painted, what has it been, 2 years ago now? And when the house got painted, all the windows and doors got painted shut. And so I haven't been able to open any windows. Most importantly, my kitchen windows. And I haven't been able to open up any of the doors. So how do I get in and out of my house? Through the garage. But regardless, the emeritus was over here with a handful of tools yesterday and freed up enough doors and windows that, you know, my freedom to egress my house has been widened. Where am I going with this? Yeah, I can actually... Oh, I remember where I'm going with this. It's the cat. It's always about the cat. So, yeah. Yeah, guess what my cat found out yesterday? Oh, that the back door to the deck opens now, and oh, we can go outside again. And I think my cat is remembering that she saw the door open yesterday, and now she wants to go outside. Yeah. Not going outside today. Once again, it's very hot. Not as hot as it's been, but not as cool as it was. Jeez, it got down to like 65 last night. I almost went outside and, you know, did some crimes or something. But anyway, what I did do was some of the usual business. And then around 3 a.m., I decided that I needed to go to sleep. And suddenly I had a brilliant idea. What was I watching? I was just watching some stupid stuff on YouTube. Don't even remember. Don't even remember what it was that I was watching exactly. Because it doesn't matter. So as I was sort of getting ready to go to bed, I was looking down at the floor right here, where I store some dice and some other things. And I saw a deck of cards. Yeah, I've got a couple deck of cards laying around right here. I've got a few hundred decks of cards laying around in the basement. But that's not neither here nor there, because this is a very special deck of cards that's so special that I've never figured out what to do with it. And it is a bicycle brand deck of cards, made, of course, by the United States Playing Card Company, located in Cincinnati, Ohio. I have been there. Well, I guess technically they might be in Kentucky now. Didn't they move? Either way, I think the offices are in Cincinnati and the factories in Kentucky. Regardless, it just doesn't matter. This is not my regular deck of cards. This is not a 909. Long-time listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are aware that I collect 909-style decks. This is not a 909. This isn't even a poker-sized deck. It's not even a regular deck of cards. What kind of deck of cards is it? Dominoes. Okay, it's a bridge-sized deck of cards with the cards marked the way dominoes are marked. So, awesome. Why did I buy these? Because I'm kind of into playing a dominoes game called 42, sometimes known as Texas 42. It's the best dominoes game ever. It might be the best game ever. It's the best trick-taking game I've ever played, and I've played them all. Well, except bridge and whist. But, you know, if you like to play euchre or Michigan or... there's just so many. It doesn't matter. So I have this deck of cards, this domino deck of cards. I actually have two. Got one up here. This is the deck for use. And then there's one downstairs on my stack of, you know, backup emergency cards. In case something happens to the usable deck, I got a backup deck. So this deck of cards has been sitting on the floor here for a few years while I try to think of something to do with it. Because I'm awesome. And last night, I had a brilliant flash and I thought, oh, I just thought of something for that. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I want to get a pair of Asian-style dice so I can play a game called Tian Gao. Well, Tian Gao, you can also play with dominoes. Because, I mean, come on, dice and dominoes are related. And Chinese dominoes are directly based on dice. Meaning what? Meaning that there are no blanks. You know, there's no blanks, and the Chinese set only goes up to six. What we would call a double six set of dominoes. Well, these cards that I have are double nine dominoes. Okay, well, that's no problem. I just take some cards out, make a double six set, no problem. And then I'd also have to take out the blanks because there's blanks in this deck. So, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking, okay, this is great. We can now play Tian Gao games without having a set of Chinese dominoes or a set of Chinese dice. And I started getting excited about that last night. I finally get to play Yeah, I was watching some anime yesterday and I got to see a girl do the goo. It was so funny, I almost died. But that's neither here nor there. Drinking the Dahong Pao today. And it is delicious. Oh, so good. So now I'm sitting here. Oh, damn it. Did I just spill some tea? Okay, great. Now we got to clean up the tea because somebody's being spilly. You know, yesterday I was having problems too. I was having really weird physical problems. When I was making my lunch, I kept dropping things. I had the super drops. I dropped the tomato. I dropped the bag of lettuce. I dropped something else too, but caught it. I was just dropping crap all over. Regardless. I wonder if today is spill day. I do not want it to be spill day. So here we have this deck of cards. Isn't that fun? Isn't it cool? Yeah, kind of. Not really. Well, sort of. Yeah. I don't know. I did glad that I bought two decks of this when I could, just because the store I bought them from is now closed. These are not 505s. They are 1976s, or 976 series. 976, that is a very bizarre number. And yes, I do know the American Playing Cards Company, you know, product numbering system. But you don't need to know that, it's not important. So anyway, I got really excited there as I was going to sleep, thinking, oh, I need to remember this idea, I need to write this down. No, I don't need to write it down, I just need to take the card where I've written down my Tian Gao rankings and then put them with these cards and I'll put them by my computer and I'll remember to talk about this tomorrow, which is today, which is now, and I remember to talk about it. But do I have a brilliant game here? Unfortunately, I don't. And here's why. When you play Tian Gao games with dominoes, or in our case, cards, the standard set actually has two copies of each civil ranked tile. And just one copy of each military ranked tile. What does that mean? Well, you sort of got to know the rankings, but basically it comes down to this. To play Tian Gao games with dominoes, you need to have two double sixes, two double ones, two double fours, two 1-3s, two double fives, two double threes, two double twos, two 5-6s, two 4-6s, two 1-6s, and two 1-5s. Which are Heaven, Earth, Man, Harmony, Plum Flower, Long Threes, The Bench, Tiger Head, Red Head 10, Long Laid 7, and the Red Mallet 6. Red Mallet 6, really curious. I have a feeling I know why it's called that, because it looks like a mall. But why is the 7, the 167, the long leg 7? And regardless. So with a single deck of these cards, even if I, you know, cut it down to a just a double 6 deck with the zeros, with the blanks removed, I still can't play because I would need doubles of these cards. But Tobe, you say, you have another one of those decks of cards down in your basement, and you could just take the cards out of that and you could make a Tian Gao pack of cards. Tobe, you would be so awesome. You would be my hero. You'd be so cool. Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. But I kind of don't want to open up that other deck because it's sort of the archive deck. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to keep an eye out for another deck of these cards in the stores. Maybe I'll buy it. Maybe I'll put a deck together. Maybe I'll just buy a Tian Gao deck of cards, which actually do exist. I've never seen them, but I have seen mentions of them. Because, you know, carrying dominoes around is kind of a pain, so cards are better. I don't know. That many dominoes and that many cards, it doesn't freaking matter. What I should do is go back to the dollar store and get another set of dollar dominoes. I wonder if they have any. I haven't been there in a while. But yeah, a couple years ago, I bought a tiny set of dominoes that were about 1 centimeter by 2.5 centimeters. And they were only like 3 millimeters thick. Real small dominoes. And you know, if we're going to do this, let's just do it right. And let's just clutch together a $2 deck of China. What am I saying? If we're going to do it right, we have to go online, find somebody to sell us a really nice set of Chinese dominoes, and then we'd be doing it right. I still don't own Chinese dominoes. I still don't own any Chinese dice. Am I failing in life?
No, I'm not going to the club. I don't belong to a club. Something has come up. Something very important. I don't want you to be upset, but, well, you see, I'd like, Maxie, you stand over there for a minute, please. Thank you. I'd like to take you into my confidence. May I do that?
That would be a novelty.
Please, let's not assume attitudes. So far as that other matter is concerned, I don't even want to discuss it, not now. This other thing is too important. Can you keep a secret?
Not as well as you can.
Okay. Excuse me, I've got to pack.
Excuse me, lady. Got to pack.
Hey, baby. You got girlfriend Vietnam?
Yeah, we got girlfriend Vietnam. We also got to check in with some of our other friends. So let's go straight to Justin Johnson. Why does he have a rattlesnake rattle in his guitar? Oh my God, that was so cool. That was Justin Johnson playing his song Crawlin' King Snake on a very interesting guitar. That was a 9-string guitar. Yes, you heard me correctly, 9-string guitar. And it was strung very interestingly. This is another guitar by Furch. If you've ever seen Furch guitars out of Czechoslovakia or the Czech Republic now, these are so cool. But anyway, this guitar has 9 strings. The first 3 strings, the lowest strings, the lowest in pitch, they're just single strings. The 3 higher strings, I mean, if we're talking a normal guitar, has 6 strings, so right, the lower 3 strings are normal. Then the high 3 strings are double raced, and it looks to me like they are raced in octaves. So there's 2 strings for each of the 3 high strings, and they're close together, and the second string is an octave higher in pitch. Very, very cool. Now, to make that even cooler, Justin Johnson took a rattle from a rattlesnake and he placed it under the lowest string. What would be an E string if that was normal tuning, if that was standard tuning. I don't know if it was or not. I really wasn't paying that much attention because I was because I was too busy drinking tea and listening to that awesome song. Right, so every time you hit that low string, you hear that rattlesnake rattle. But anyway, since we're here talking about our friends that we periodically need to check in with, we should probably also check in with Luna Lee, because both Luna and Justin have cranked out some new material in the last couple days, so you're going to love this. Luna Lee doing Moon Dance. That was pretty cool. Oh, I love her. I love her choice of songs. I just love everything that Luna Lee does. Love her style. I just love the fact that, here I am. I'm this person who took all these lessons all my life to play traditional music of my people, and I don't want to. I want to rock. So Luna Lee decides, maybe I'll use my skills to play some cool songs that I like. Including a lot of Hendrix and a lot of Stevie Ray Vaughan. What, we've heard her do so much Hendrix. Watchtower, well, technically that's Dylan. Little Wing, Voodoo Child, jeez. Does she ever do Hey Joe? Maybe we should look for that. Or maybe we shouldn't. Maybe that's just one of those things that we need to find accidentally or organically. Let ourselves stumble upon it. And it'll be a nice, joyful surprise when that happens. Other joyful surprises include, but are not limited to, you know, banana na 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 na. Do you like bananas? You like bananinanas? Do you like bananana? Banana. Thank you, Uncle Grandfather, for the banana na 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 na. Anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Banana na 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 Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.